Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 24 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 173. Today, Robert asks, in my novel, I have a number of characters. Some I find it easy to give their own voice, but I could do with some hints with characters who have occupations that may give similar verbal mannerisms. In particular, I have a police officer, a couple of CIA agents, and a couple of soldiers. Is it just a matter of building in geographical twang? Sometimes I find it hard to show different outlooks while keeping the dialogue right. Well, Robert, there are a bunch of different layers to character voice. Occupation is one. Personal background is another. Your characters will have different religious backgrounds, different philosophical backgrounds, different political backgrounds. All of these things will change the way they speak. Regional backgrounds also make a difference, and not just accent. Different regions have different vocabularies and different patois and musicalities and rhythms of speech. And different people do. Different attitudes do. Someone who is kind of introverted and shy will probably speak a lot differently than someone who's very out there and confident. Someone who's very angry will speak a different way than someone who's kind of calm and at peace with themselves. The types of profanity they use will be different. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of layers to speech. And the speech that you are accustomed to in your daily life is a very narrow window of the ways in which humans can put words together and communicate well. Now, those are the basic tools. In the long run, the way to learn to write great dialogue is to listen to great dialogue and characterization. And particularly if you're wanting to learn to differentiate voices, you don't just want to be going for clever dialogue. You'd want to be going for richly done dialogue. If you're talking about people that write great dialogue, you'd want to gravitate towards someone like David Mamet instead of someone like Aaron Sorkin or Joss Whedon. Aaron Sorkin and Joss Whedon both write tremendously fun dialogue, but they're not very good at character differentiation and depth through dialogue. They write dialogue as a form of fan service, not as a tool of characterization very much. Whedon's better at it than Sorkin is, but that's not either of their strengths. David Mamet, on the other hand, is a master of that kind of dialogue. Neil Simon is also very, very good at that. These are both playwrights. They don't write novels. But several of their films have been adapted. You'll find tremendously good dialogue writing in the kinds of television produced for the British market that make it across the pond. Dialogue is one of the great strengths of British drama because their theatrical tradition is so strong. Unlike ours, our theatrical tradition is minor, important, but minor. The British theatrical tradition is very, very strong. So that's another place to look. And what you want to do is you want to just start listening to speech. Notice the places where when someone speaks, whether in real life or in fiction, where the way they speak surprises you. Notice the circumlocutions people go on, the unusual images, to your way of thinking, that they come up with. Those are the things that really make dialogue sparkle and sing, and that really help set your characters apart. Because the way people speak is designed to do three things. It's designed to signal social position, it's designed to communicate thoughts and feelings, and it's designed to conceal attitudes and thoughts and feelings that aren't socially advantageous. Actual communication of propositional content, you know, pass the sugar, or I'm not feeling very well today, could you take the kids to the school? Those things that move the plot along is a very, very teeny portion of what it is that speech is actually for. Speech is all about sorting out social relationships and keeping in mind that people do not speak to advance the plot. When you're trying to do dialogue that enhances your characterization, what you want to be looking at is all those character things about character background, but you also want to be looking at the motives of the characters in the scene. You may have two middle-aged men who are in the CIA who are working on the same case, and they both want to solve the case. And they could even be from the same hometown, but they will still have different modes of speech because one of them is trying to secure a promotion and the other is trying to get home in time for dinner to have a final farewell dinner with his child that's going off to college. Those two varying motives will give you very, very different, not just modes of speech, but selection of words, strategic directions for their conversations, ways that they're trying to steer and manipulate each other, and the dynamics relative to each other should set them apart on the page well enough that you can tell by reading with no dialogue tags who it is that's speaking. That's a very, very advanced state of being, but that's sort of where you want to shoot for. Anyway, study David Mamet. Start with Glengarry Glen Ross or The Untouchables. Both very easy to find films, both really accessible, both beautifully and brilliantly written. And both featuring dialogue that distinguishes characters very, very well, even though many of the characters share identical backgrounds. I hope that helps, and I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives License. Remember that now through December 22nd, you can get a book bundle filled with books on writing, craft, and business and discipline at storybundle.com/nano. 11 books, including one of my own, all dedicated to helping you write better, faster, and manage your business more effectively so that you have more time to write better and faster. Check it out now while there's still time at storybundle.com/nano.